for every dollar put into a preschool program, society sees a savings of between $3.50 to $17. The incarceration rate is much lower for people who go to preschool than not. The teen pregnancy rate is much lower for people who attend preschool. Now, these are all numbers that are based on reports and studies that have been done around the country.
Idaho lawmakers have heard all that research before. So Clark is proposing that Idaho do a study of its own. His bill would create a pilot program using state and private money to put about 120 kids through preschool. When those kids reach third grade, they'd take tests to see how they compare academically.
A number of the arguments that I hear, this study or that report, these results don't reflect Idaho. My hope is that having results with Idaho students would be able to convince the naysayers that, yes, it actually does work. I'm hoping that if we have enough good evidence that we could even convince some of the people who are completely anti-preschool, but I'm not holding out a lot of hope for that.
Evidence can only go so far. Much of the opposition Clark will face trying to pass his preschool pilot project will be ideological.
Some people really feel that government would snatch kids out of the arms of their mom and then brainwash them. Well, the first thing I tell them is that this is a voluntary program. If people do not want to send their children to this preschool pilot study, by no means will they have to. I think it was the same problems from what I've heard during the 70s when kindergarten was introduced into Idaho. And so kindergarten is still voluntary, but I think there are close to 90% of kids that are eligible to go to kindergarten go to kindergarten.
Between 2001 and 2010, more than a dozen pro-preschool bills were introduced in Idaho's legislature. All failed. But Clark says he's heartened by the growing attention pre-K is getting nationally.
It's all in timing. I guess at that time, the majority of legislators were not willing to go along with that. I'm not saying they're willing to go along with it now, but I'm talking to a number of my colleagues who are not turning me off immediately. They're discussing what I'm trying to do. I am hoping that the timing is right for preschool now, and if it isn't, then we'll keep doing it until something does happen. I think eventually preschool will come to Idaho.
Clark says he can envision nearly every Idaho elementary school offering preschool in 10 years. But to launch even his pre-K pilot, he'll need help from Republicans, who make up the majority of Idaho's legislature. He won't say who's interested, but he hopes to announce soon the names of some Republican co-sponsors. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.